And welcome, POP members, and thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Joe Allred, and I'm the co-founder of Principles Over People. Now, before we begin, I do need to tell you that I am not the host of this brand new original podcast, Principles Over People. The host of our podcast is Scott Bennett, and we're going to introduce him to you in the next episode. But for now, just know that Scott is a fantastic individual. He's a longtime friend. And more importantly, Scott's been an active member of our growing community since the beginning. So you're all in good hands. This podcast, beginning with this very first episode, is an online tool and a resource. My brothers and I created this podcast so that we could efficiently and effectively educate and promote principles, which, let's be honest, given the state of our country, it seems like a pretty good idea right now. We figure that this podcast can be a way that we can help others, including ourselves, get back to the basics. Get back to the basics of humanity, like principles. We want to do our best, or at least our part, to get people to think and to be a little kinder. So, since I'm not the host, you're probably wondering why I'm here, and that's a great question. I'm here because I want to be the one that introduces you to the nuts and bolts of our organization. And I want to do this on our very first episode so that we can establish a strong foundation for this podcast, so that together our movement can move forward with everyone being on the same page. For me, it's super important that everyone listening know exactly who we are and to clearly understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. In this first episode, I'm going to clarify our name. I'm going to give you a little background into our history. I'll share with you our vision for America, beginning with you, your family, and your community. And I'm going to give you three specific ways principles over people will make a difference and help society heal. I'll also present to you our 11 core principles. Obviously, these are important, and so I really want to share with you the details about how and why we identify with these principles. And finally, I'm going to encourage you to get involved, because now more than ever, we need principally-based people to step up. We need principled people to protect, to serve, to teach, and govern in our homes, schools, and businesses, in our communities, and nation. So let's get started. First, let's clarify our name, Principles Over People. We often get questioned about our name. People have asked us why principles over people. Then they say and give us suggestions like, why not principles by people, or principles for people, or principles with people? Now, don't get me wrong, all of these are good suggestions, but none of these suggestions clearly establish our purpose. When we named this organization, this movement, we carefully thought about our words. I mean, words matter, and so do names, and that's why we specifically chose the name Principles Over People. We wanted a name that would make a difference, that would make a statement. We wanted a name that would leave no doubt or any confusion about our intentions. We wanted something that would boldly establish our purpose, which is to finally and forever end hatred of every kind. Now, I know that sounds like a pipe dream. I know to many that sounds like an audacious goal, and I can almost hear some of you laughing, but I'm serious. And I know this can happen if we choose principles over people. Do me a favor, just for a second, wherever you are, just for a second, imagine a world. Picture in your mind a world where principles matter more than people, where principles are more important than someone's race or gender, more important than someone's popularity or their politics. That's a world where hatred finally ends. Unfortunately, that's not our world. Currently, we live in a world of increasing anger and hate, where the venting of someone's hate has become more interesting and more popular than genuine civility, and where the difference of an opinion, just an opinion, is justification for completely ruining people's lives. I mean, what's happening today is absolutely mind-blowing, and it has to stop. The majority of issues that seem to plague society, like racism, bigotry, inequality, and discrimination, are man-made. They're people-based problems. And people-based problems only exist because someone believes and acts like a person or group of people are more important than principles. More important than principles like love and justice, courage, and self-control. This arrogant belief that someone is better or more deserving or more entitled than someone else is the cause for many of life's problems and frequently results in the anger, the hate, and the violence that exists. But it doesn't have to be this way anywhere. Think of it. Think of the level of safety and security and the fairness that we could provide all people if we consistently adhere to principles, not people. That's how we end hate. That's how we stop the violence. This is how we change the world. Principles over people is not a slogan. It's not a political statement. It's not a trend or a fad. It's a way of life. And those disgusting acts of anger, hostility, and hate, the ones we frequently see in the news and on social media, those are acts and behaviors that are people-based. Hatred is people-based, not principally-based. In our name, we use the term over people so that there's no misunderstanding that in our world, a better world, no one matters more than principle. It doesn't matter who you are. That's how we are an inclusive community, because we treat everyone with kindness, fairness, and equality. Okay, fair warning. In this episode, I'm going to make this point to you in as many different ways as I possibly can so that you or anyone else that's listening cannot misunderstand or misrepresent what we're trying to say in any way, shape, or form. So let me be clear. Principles over people does not mean people don't matter, because of course people do. It's our philosophy that people are not principles, people are people. And the way a person treats others, for better or worse, is determined by their principles. Principles over people is a standard of living that means when I interact with you or anyone, regardless of person or circumstance, I'm committed to treating you with the same dignity, the same honesty, the same sense of respect that I would give anybody else, whether you're a member of the family, a complete stranger, or even someone I don't really like and completely disagree with. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the person or the circumstance. If I'm committed to principles over people, then the way I treat anybody never, ever, ever depends on who you are or what you believe in or where you come from. With us as members of Principles Over People, it does not matter your political views or your religious affiliation. With us as members of Principles Over People, it does not matter what your gender or ethnicity is, or what race or nationality you are. With us as members of Principles Over People, it does not matter how successful you are or what failures you've had in life. We really don't care about your social status or your age or your abilities. Look, I don't mean to lecture this, but this is an important part. This is something that from the beginning you need to understand, that as members, principles over people, we do not choose sides. We choose principles, because principles are the great equalizer for humanity. It's principles that serve and protect absolutely everybody. You never go wrong when it's justice for all, no exceptions. When it's integrity for all, no exceptions. Or courage, love, humility, gratitude for all, no exceptions. Why? Because principles do not discriminate. People do. Are you with me so far? Do you see how making principles matter levels the playing field? Can you now see how making principles matter no matter what can and will finally and forever end every hateful act and violent behavior? Principles over people means everybody matters. That's why we're named Principles Over People, and we're proud of it. All right, now let's talk a little bit about our history. In 2018, when the political climate seemed to be reaching a tipping point, my brothers and I committed to making principles matter no matter what. Our commitment to principles led other family members and friends to make the pledge for principles and to participate in making principles matter, which encouraged others to join, and so on and so forth. Now, every day, we're joined by new members. We're joined by individuals, men and women, that recognize how principles matter and actively choose to live by principles regardless of the circumstance. We're joined by families, families that are led by good parents and legal guardians that understand it's our responsibility to teach our children correct principles and to instill in them the desire and the ability to do what is right, even when it's difficult. We're joined by schools that recognize the value of principles like hard work, honesty, and fairness. And we work with these schools to make learning and rewarding important principles an essential everyday part of their curriculum. We're joined by businesses that truly value principles like positive attitudes, dependability, and integrity in the workplace more than they value people, which include customers, employees, and of course, owners, because they know that it's this business strategy that creates a culture of predictability, of safety, of fairness, and profitability for everyone. Because of our tools and resources, we are a legitimate and effective solution to many of life's problems. And I think that's why we're growing so rapidly. I think we've touched a nerve. Principles over people is common sense, which is in such short supply today. Now, let's share with you our vision for America. This is important. We believe in America. We see her as the greatest nation on earth. We see America as a beacon of hope for the hopeful. We believe that America is a beautiful country with wonderful, wonderful people. For over 200 years, America has strived to become a quote-unquote more perfect union. With the help of our inspired Constitution and Bill of Rights, America has quickly gone from being an experiment in the world to the greatest, freest, and most decent society in existence. We are the envy of the world, not because of who we were or are, but what we, the individual, can become. We have guaranteed freedoms that help everyone achieve greatness. America has made it possible for anyone to reap what you sow. You work hard, and you can not only live a good life, but you can have a life that is good. This is not an arrogant or an elitist statement. That would make me people-based, and I'm not. What I'm telling you is fact, not fiction. It's objective truth, not opinion. Since its inception, America has done more for the freedom and prosperity of the world than any other nation. No one else even comes close. And if we aren't careful, and if we don't remain principally based and strive to do better, we'll lose her and our abilities to help others forever. That's why we see homes, schools, and businesses throughout America making principles contagious, making principles matter no matter what, and ending the senseless violence. This is our vision, and we know we can do it. To help us succeed, we're going to do three things. First, we'll educate, because we believe education is the key to unlocking human potential and to securing long-lasting change. We use an evidence-based approach to teach people about principles and how to make principles matter consistently. Second, we'll inspire, because we believe that through education, shared experiences, and a growing network of support, we can make civility contagious. We can inspire others to be better human beings, to be more kind and more compassionate to one another, no matter what. And third, we're going to empower, because we believe that it's principally based members of society, not politicians, not corporate America, that will empower the necessary change to heal society's brokenness, to encourage others to rise above the existing tension and end social problems like hate. I'm serious. It's principally based people that will save our country and safeguard her for future generations. In fact, I bet it's one of you listening today. One of you listening right now, it's by your example that you'll tip the scale in society and make principles the standard of living everywhere. Now, I want to present our 11 core principles. Like I said earlier, these are important. And so I want to share with you the details about how and why we identify with these particular principles. Our principles are wisdom, integrity, liberty, hard work, gratitude, humility, optimism, self-control, love, justice, and courage. How do we find these principles? We researched for the most humane, the most peaceful, the happiest, and the most prosperous people and groups of people in human history. To find them, we used a wide range of academic disciplines concerned with human development, societies, and culture. In our research, we studied literature, history, theology, and philosophy, as well as fields of study within the social sciences like anthropology, sociology, economics, political science, and of course, my personal favorite, psychology. Basically, we looked everywhere. From our research, we found these 11 principles. They were the most common among the most peaceful, the happiest, and the most prosperous people in recorded history. In short, our extensive research clearly indicates that it's these specific principles that will end the division and conflict among us if we commit to them consistently. Now, this is the part where I implore you to get involved. Look at what's happening in our homes, schools, and businesses. Look at what's happening in our communities and country. For too long, principles have been ignored and abandoned. Neglected principles have led to significant suffering. We're now reaping the spoiled and rotten fruit of neglected principles. It's neglected principles that have broken our homes and families, corrupted religion, completely ruined politics, and absolutely destroyed businesses. Principles over people provides a standard of living that has the potential to redeem humanity and protect us from further chaos and suffering, but we need your help. The more members we have, the more principled individuals and families we have. The more principled individuals and families, the more principled schools and businesses we create, which help strengthen and build our communities. It's that simple and possible. Seriously, if what I've said to you makes sense, if you're tired of the existing circumstances and want to do something different, if you want to make a difference, if you want things to change, then join us. Stand with us. Stand for principles no matter what. Choose to become a member today. Get an individual, a family, a school, or a business membership. Become part of our inclusive and welcoming community. Together, we're building a strong coalition of people, schools, and businesses that will support and strengthen each other and help us end people-based problems. Well, this about wraps it up. This is the end of our first episode. I do have to admit, it's been kind of fun, and I hope the information that I've given you has been helpful. I appreciate you giving me the chance to explain our organization to you, and I hope that you, your family, and friends do decide to participate and get involved. Make the commitment to principles today. To join us or get more information about America's boldest new movement, go to www.popoverp.org. Finally, let me remind you to go forward living principally based, regardless of the circumstance. Do your part to help us finally and forever end hatred by making principles matter no matter what. Again, thank you for tuning in. I'm Joe Allred, and we will talk later. Thanks.